Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 29, Scene 3, Parikshit's Question. Maharaj Parikshit heard Shukadeva Goswami explain the situation of the gopis who assembled with Krishna in the Rasa dance. When Parikshit heard that some of the gopis, simply by concentrating on Krishna as their paramour, became freed from all contamination of material birth and death, Parikshit questioned. The gopis did not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They accepted Krishna as a beautiful boy and considered Krishna to be their paramour. So how was it possible for them to get freed from the material condition just by thinking of a paramour? One should consider here that Krishna and ordinary living beings are qualitatively one. The ordinary living beings, being part and parcel of Krishna, are also Brahman, but Krishna is the Supreme Parabrahman. The question is, if it is possible for the devotee to get free from the material, contaminated stage simply by thinking of Krishna, then why not others who are also thinking of someone? If one is thinking of a husband or son, or if anyone at all is thinking of another living entity, since all living entities are also Brahman, then why are they not at all freed from the contaminated stage of material nature? This is a very intelligent question, because the atheists are always imitating Krishna. In these days of Kali Yuga, there are many rascals who think themselves to be as great as Krishna, and who cheat people into believing that thinking of them is as good as thinking of Lord Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj, apprehending the dangerous condition of blind followers of demoniac imitators, therefore asked this question, and fortunately it is recorded in the Srimad Bhagavatam to warn innocent people that thinking of an ordinary man and thinking of Krishna are not the same. Actually, even thinking of the demigods cannot compare with thinking of Krishna. It is also warned in the Vaishnava Tantra that one who puts Vishnu, Narayan, or Krishna on the same level of the demigods is called a Pashandi or rascal. Upon hearing this question of Maharaj Parikshit, Shukadeva Goswami replied, "My dear king, your question is already answered even before this incident." Because Parikshit Maharaj wanted to clear up the situation, his spiritual master answered him very intelligently. "Why are you again asking the same subject matter which has already been explained to you? Why are you so forgetful?" A spiritual master is always in the superior position, so he has the right to chastise his disciple in this way. Shukadeva Goswami knew that Parikshit Maharaj asked the question not for his own understanding, but as a warning to the future innocent people who might think others to be equal to Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami then reminded Parikshit Maharaj about the salvation of Shishupal. Shishupal was always envious of Krishna, and because of his envy, Krishna killed him. Since Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shishupal gained salvation simply by seeing Krishna. So if an envious person can get salvation simply by concentrating his or her mind upon Krishna, then what to speak of the gopis who are so dear to Krishna and always thinking of him in love? There must be some difference between the enemies and the friends. If Krishna's enemies could get freed from material contamination and become one with the Supreme, then certainly his dear friends, like the gopis, are freed and with Krishna. Besides that, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is called Rishikesha. Shukadeva Goswami also said that Krishna is Rishikesha, the super soul, whereas an ordinary man is a conditioned soul, covered by the material body. Krishna and Krishna's body are the same because Krishna is Rishikesha. Any person making a distinction between Krishna and Krishna's body is fool number one. Krishna is Rishikesha and Adhoksaja. These two particular words have been used by Parikshit Maharaj in this instance. Rishikesha is the super soul, and Adhoksaja is the supreme personality of Godhead, transcendental to the material nature. Just to show favor to the ordinary living entities, out of his causeless mercy, Krishna appears as he is. Unfortunately, foolish persons mistake Krishna to be another ordinary person, and so they become eligible to go to hell. Shukadeva Goswami reconfirmed that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, imperishable, immeasurable, and free from all material contamination. Shukadeva Goswami continued to inform Maharaj Parikshit that Krishna is not an ordinary person. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all spiritual qualities. Krishna appears in this material world out of his causeless mercy. And whenever Krishna appears, he appears as he is without change. And this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. There Lord Krishna says that he appears in his spiritual potency. Krishna does not appear under the control of this material potency. The material potency is under his control. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the material potency is working under Krishna's superintendence. And it is also confirmed in the Brahma Sanhita that the material potency known as Durga is acting just as a shadow which moves with the movement of the substance. The conclusion is that if one somehow or other becomes attached to Krishna or attracted to Krishna, either because of Krishna's beauty, quality, opulence, fame, strength, renunciation, or knowledge, or even through lust, anger, or fear, or affection, or friendship, then one's salvation and freedom from material contamination is assured. In Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, Lord Krishna also states that one who is engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness is very dear to him. A preacher has to face many difficulties in the struggle to preach pure Krishna consciousness. Sometimes the preacher has to suffer bodily injuries, and sometimes the preacher has to meet death also. But all this is taken as a great austerity on behalf of Krishna. Krishna therefore has said that such a preacher is very, very dear to him. So if Krishna's enemies can expect salvation simply by concentrating their minds on Krishna, then what to speak of persons who are so dear to Krishna? The conclusion should be that the salvation of those who are engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness in the world is guaranteed in all circumstances. But such preachers never care for salvation, because factually, one who is engaged in Krishna consciousness devotional service has already achieved salvation. Shukadeva Goswami therefore assured King Parikshit that he should always rest assured that one attracted by Krishna attains liberation from material bondage, because Krishna is the transcendental master of all mystic power.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari, Jai Rama Hari, Jai Krishna Hari. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.